Okay, welcome tonight to our excellent special guest speaker. This is Megan Drescher, and we're all recording. Tonight we have David Fry. He's a senior executive with Send Out Cards and is the number two income earner right behind Jordan Adler. He has over 10,000 people in his organization and has served on the Eagle's Nest since it started. He lives in Houston, Texas, with his lovely wife, Ingrid, and two kids, aged 7 and 13. When he's not building his send-out cards business, he's either traveling with his family, skateboarding through his neighborhood, riding his Harley-Davidson, fishing with his son, volunteering for the Boy Scouts of America, or running with his wife. Tonight, David is going to reveal the behind-the-scenes story of how he signed up over 120 distributors in his very first weekend after he decided to start building send-out cards as a business. That's a record that's still in the send-out cards record books and probably will be for a long time to come. So, David, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Megan.
All right.
Okay, welcome everybody. Again, my name is David Fry, and Megan, thank you for that great intro. And I want to say hey to Jordan Adler when he listens to this. He'll probably listen to this tomorrow morning or some other time. He's in Fiji right now with Tony Robbins, and I'm very excited to been asked to kind of step in for him for one night. And so I thought, you know, what could I share with you guys that would really make perhaps a difference in your Send Out Cards business? And, well, I just decided to share my own story. Now, I'm going to give out a couple things on the call, so I want you to get a paper and a pencil or a pen because I want you to write some things down as we go through this. But as Megan says, you know, I've got over 10,000 people in my organization, and, of course, I didn't build that. There was a lot of great people who built that organization. I'm just one of the lucky ones who were involved in it. But it's true, I make more money in 1 month than some people make in a year, and I do that with Send Out Cards. I've got the freedom to do many of the things that I've always wanted to do. For instance, I've always wanted the freedom to travel with my family. You know, when I worked in the corporate world, during one project, I'd get on a plane on a Monday morning, and I wouldn't get back till Friday afternoon to my family. And if I wanted to take vacation, I had to ask permission for it. And sometimes, many times, I wasn't even granted permission to go on vacation. And they only gave me 2 weeks. And so I've always wanted to just travel around at will. And just this year, I've been to, well, let's see, I just wrote them down. I kind of surprised myself. I've been to Roatan in Central America. I've been to Cozumel, Mexico. I've been to Cancun, Mexico on the Send Out Cards trip. I've been to Belize. I've been to Australia. And I just came back from a two-week vacation in upstate New York and Ohio. And I'm going to Greece in October for my 20th wedding anniversary. And as soon as I get back from that, I'm going to Costa Rica for a week. And I'm not saying this to brag or anything. I'm sharing that with you to let you know that dreams do come true. You really can have true freedom with Send Out Cards, and I am living proof of that. But you know what? It wasn't always that way. Back in 2002, I was almost dead broke. But a few doors opened for me when I least expected it, and those doors led me eventually to Send Out Cards in 2005. And I was introduced to Send Out Cards in 2005 in the summertime. But I never wanted to really build the business because it was a multi-level marketing company, and I had bought into what everybody else was saying about it, and I believed all their negative publicity. But I started using Send Out Cards in my own business, and I got to tell you that the results were nothing short of amazing. So I decided to start sharing it with other businesses, and well, it's true. My first weekend, I signed up over 120 distributors. Now, that almost seems impossible, but it really is true. And there's a lot of theories that float around through different people on how I did that. And many say that I'm an internet marketer and I just sent some emails and people signed up. And you know what? That's mostly true, but there's an untold story that you won't hear any of those people talk about. And the untold story is that I spent 5 solid years building relationships one by one. Once I made contact with a person, I started communicating with that person every single week. So once it came time to tell them about Send Out Cards, I'd built a lot of relationships. A lot of people trusted me. But it took me an awful long time. And, you know, that's why when I told them about Send Out Cards, people signed up because they trusted me. Relationships are key in this business. You know, you guys know that. This weekend we had a Treat 'Em Right seminar in Dallas, and I live in Houston, so I drove my car up to Dallas, my truck, and hey, if you live in Texas, you got to have a truck. And I was listening to a CD that Success Magazine puts out. If you guys get Success Magazine, I think you should send a subscription to yourself through Send Out Cards. But I have a subscription to Send Out to Success Magazine, and in it there's a CD every month. And Darren Hardy, who's the publisher of that magazine, told a very interesting story about the importance of relationships. And I would like to play that story for you. So let me just put my phone up to my speakers and listen really carefully to Darren Hardy's story.
I've been waiting for this issue to come up as I had a unique experience this past year that I've been waiting to share with you, an experience you normally only read about but don't ever really expect to experience yourself. My dad had a lifelong friend, in fact it was his mentor, who grew up in a desolate farming town in the middle of nowhere, Arkansas. He was one of 9 children. This man rose up from abject poverty to become very wealthy. By the end of his way too short life, he ended up owning over 100 units of real estate and accumulating a staggering fortune. He was a vivacious and charismatic person who saw business as a dog-eat-dog boxing match, with his financial statement serving as his scorecard. He contracted cancer later in his life, and I went to visit him one day with my dad several months ago on what became the day before he died. During our visit, we reminisced and chatted about his many accomplishments in life for over an hour. As we were leaving, I was walking out his front door, and he yelled out and called me back into his room. When I approached his bed, I could see that he had a stern look on his face. When I reached him, he grabbed me by the arm and said, "Don't miss the point," like I did. He said, "I wish I spent as much time and energy accumulating relationships as I had houses. I wish I had invested my heart as aggressively as I did my money. Only now do I understand true wealth, and none of it appears on a balance sheet."
Okay, that was from Darren Hardy. I thought it was very interesting that the key point in that is that accumulating relationships are just so important in this world. They're more important than making money, and they're more important than playing sports, and they're more important than watching sports. Relationships are key. Relationships are everything. They're the only real currency that you have in this life. Always remember that. Relationships are the only real currency that you have in this life. And it just so happens that your relationship currency can actually turn into cash currency in your Send Out Cards business. So I'd like to take a few minutes and share some tips with you about building your Send Out Cards business. I hope that's okay. Now, you may not sign up 120 distributors in one weekend, but over the next 5 years, if you do what I'm going to tell you to do, you'll sign up a lot more than 120 people. So first of all, if you want to be successful with Send Out Cards, you need to work on building a very wide network of friends that know you and that trust you. So what I want you to do tonight is I want you to sit down and I want you to make a list of every single person that you know. Okay? Now, I know that you have probably heard this from your other leaders, and you're like rolling your eyes right now. Please don't make me create a list. But stay with me here for a moment. Now, if you want a little help on creating that list, download the memory jogger that you can find on thedaily8.com website. That's the and then the word daily and the number 8.com website. You'll find a thing called the memory jogger, and it will help you to create that list of people that you know. Now, that's going to be your inventory. Let me explain what I mean. imagine if you were going to open a Home Depot. You know, Home Depot that sells all the tools and stuff. Imagine you were going to open a Home Depot, but you had zero inventory inside the store. What would happen on grand opening day? I mean, how long would you stay in business if you didn't have any inventory in your Home Depot store? Not very long. Now imagine if you went sailing, okay? You were going to go sailing for 10 to 20 days. But imagine if you had no provisions on the boat. What would happen? What would happen if you set sail with no provisions? How long would you survive on that boat? Not very long. Now, if Home Depot's inventory is things like tools, shovels, hammers, and stuff like that, and if a sailboat's inventory is food, tools, and clothing and stuff like that, let me ask you a question. What is your send-out cards inventory? What is it? Well, let me answer that. It's pretty simple. It's people and relationships. It's people and relationships. And if you don't start your send-out cards business with a list of people that you have a relationship with, even in the slightest, how do you ever expect to be successful in this business? You can't. That's why it's so important, we keep saying, to start with a list of people, because that is the inventory that you're going to use in your send-out cards business. So you need to make a list right now of everyone that you know. Now, the second thing you need to do is divide them into two groups. I hope you guys are taking notes. The second thing you need to do is divide those names into two groups. And group one are the friends that you keep in contact with, all right? Those are the people you've kept in contact with over the years. Group two are the people that you have not kept in contact with, okay? So you have a group that it's pretty warm, and then you have another group that you need to warm up, all right? So now you need to create a plan for rekindling your friendships with people that you haven't talked to in a long time. Okay, I suggest just picking up the phone and calling them up if you have their phone number. If you don't have their phone number, go look for their phone number online. It's not too hard to find. You can start sending them cards, but that's not enough. You still need to call them up and talk to them, okay? I don't think that a relationship is rekindled until you actually have a conversation with that person. You might even find them on Facebook and reach out to them there in that way. And then give them your number or get their number from them on Facebook. Call them up and say hello. Again, rekindle your friendships by calling people up and talking to them. All right. When you do that, you don't have to even mention send out cards. In fact, that's not the reason that you're rekindling the relationship. You're rekindling the relationship for the very reason that Darren Hardy talked about. Relationships are your currency. Those are the things that are most important. On your deathbed, your success will be determined by the amount of relationships that you have, okay? So now that you've done that, now you reach out to your network every month or two in some way, shape, or form, okay? So now that you have the people that you keep in touch with and the ones whose relationships you've rekindled, now you need to create some type of way to keep in touch with those people every month or two, whether it's email, whether it's sending them cards, which I certainly think you should do, or whether it's calling them up. You need to stay in contact with each one of those people every 1 or 2 months. Now, when I did it, I sent them something every week through the email. You can do it in some other way. You do not have to do it via email. That's why we have send out cards. Once you have their address, you can simply on the 30th of the month, or on the first of every month, you just create a campaign card and attach it to your groups and send out the cards to them. Okay, the next thing you need to do is start adding to your network every single day, like I did. Meet someone and then add them to your contact manager and start keeping in touch with them on a frequent basis. Okay, again, I did it through email, but that was way before send out cards ever entered into the picture, before it even existed. if I had send out cards back then, I would do what I do today. I would probably send them a card to my network every other month or every month. And you know what? There's a lot of places to meet people. Again, you need to keep adding to your inventory. Just like Home Depot orders inventory, you need to keep adding to your contact manager to increase your network size. In fact, I've got a list of 22 places where it's very easy to meet new people on a regular basis, okay? You guys want to know what those 22 places are? All right, pull out your pens or your pencils and a sheet of paper, and let me give you these 22 places. I'll try and go slow enough so you can take notes, okay? So the first place is the Chamber of Commerce. You can join the Chamber of Commerce. It's a great place to meet people. The reason that people attend the chamber is to network and establish relationships, so that's a good place. BNI. BNI is more of a structured type of networking group whose members give and share referrals. It's the largest networking group in the world, and a lot of people have joined Send Out Card as a result of being a part of their BNI group. So BNI is another one. Your local church. You know, church is usually the place where people generate the biggest circle of close friends. Now, I don't recommend that you attend church just to promote your network marketing business. That's silly. But it is a great place to meet wonderful people who might someday be interested in the business. You just might hear a few life-changing things at your local church, too. So don't rule that out. Okay, the next one is social and hobby clubs. You know that there are a myriad of social and hobby clubs that you can join in your local area? Where I live, there are bird watching clubs, motorcycle clubs, running clubs, gun owning clubs, and a bunch of other types of clubs that cover a wide range of interests and hobbies. Number five, neighborhood open houses and home shows. Now, have you ever participated in a local open house or home show? Man, they are fun. They are super fun. And you can meet an awful lot of high-quality people. And it's also a great place to meet home sellers who know a lot of other people. Okay? Number six, yard sales. Believe it or not, I know you're probably laughing at this one, but it's true. You can meet a lot of people at yard sales. Go to a yard sale, and you'll just see how easy it is to strike up a conversation with someone. Number seven, volunteer organizations. I think everyone should join some type of volunteer organization. It helps you meet a lot of great people, and you get to provide service to others. I'm a member of the Boy Scouts of America, and I interact all the time with other Boy Scout leaders. It's great. In my opinion, you know, that's the secret to success in life, and that is giving service. There's a ton of service organizations in your local area, like the local PTA, Habitat for Humanity, Welcome Wagon, or even be an assistant down at the local hospital. You'll meet a lot of people. Now, number eight, local business fairs. You can meet a lot of great people at business fairs. You can walk around the booths, meet the vendors, get their business cards, and you can even become a vendor yourself at some of these things. Number nine, community arts, events, and festivals. Now, I don't know about your community, but where I live, there's a ton of community arts events and festivals where a lot of people get together and have fun. And you can meet so many people at these events. They're really fun to participate. Down here in Houston, I go to this one called the Houston International Festival, and it's really a blast. Number 10, trade shows. Well, trade shows, again, I think are one of the best sources for meeting people, especially if you're targeting some type of niche industry like realtors or mortgage brokers. Simply attend the trade shows and start talking to people. Number 11, local consumer shows. Now, this is a place you can really meet a lot of cool people and people that, you know, are like you. Here in Houston, they've got a big gun show. So if you're in the guns, go to the gun show. There's also a boat show. There's an RV show. There's a big wedding show. That's huge here. You can meet a bunch of people who are interested in your business at these shows. All right, number 12, conventions that are held in your city. Now, if you live in a medium-sized city, there's a good chance that there's a lot of conventions held here, especially if you have a convention center. So all you need to do is call the local convention center and go to their website and ask them for their schedule of events. And trust me, you'll find an endless supply of new relationships at these conventions. Number 13, children's sporting events. We just signed our son up for soccer and took him to his first soccer practice today, and we met a bunch of great parents that are there. This is one of my favorite places to meet people. We've met a lot of people at these weekly practices and games. And some, in fact, some of my best friends have come from our children belonging to the same sports teams. Number 14, children's school events. Now, if you've got kids, there's no doubt that they have a lot of school events that you can attend. Even better, you can volunteer to help with those events. My son has an annual kids festival that I just volunteered for before school got out. And I must have met about 10 to 15 people there that I didn't know that day. Again, add them to the contact manager. Gyms and health clubs. Oh, my heavens. Number one, I think you should be going to a health club just to get healthy, but you're going to meet a bunch of great people there, people who are forward-thinking, people who are ambitious and who want to be the best in life at fitness clubs. Number 16, parties hosted by friends. Hey, if you go to a party, meet the people that are there and get their contact information and stay in touch with them. City council meetings. Yeah, this one you might be chuggling about, but, you know, from time to time I go down to our local city council meetings. I think they're pretty cool, and I meet a lot of very interesting people there, not to mention the local politicians who know tons of people. Number 18, the local coffee shop. Now, this might be an unassuming place, but you can meet a lot of people at the local coffee shop, and you don't talk about send out cards at the coffee shop. Just meet these people and become their friends. Hey, here's a good idea. Go to meetup.com, and then go and type in some of your favorite hobbies, and you are sure to find a local meeting that covers that hobby on meetup.com. It's a great place. How about your local park or rec area? I have a local swimming pool in our community, and I've met a lot of neighbors at the local pool. We also have a local park that we go to a lot, and I've met a lot of people there. The post office. Now, you might not go to the post office very often, but I go there very often to send big packages. And a lot of local business owners go to that post office every day. In fact, I have a great friend who owns an online business and who's a multimillionaire. He owns slimstore.com, and I met him at the local post office. Here's number 22, local seminars and workshops. Now, you probably didn't know this, but there are a lot of seminars and workshops going on in your local area. Just open up the newspaper, and you'll find a lot of free seminars and workshops. Drop by local hotels and ask for their event schedule, and you'll discover a lot of local seminars and workshops. The amount of people you enroll in your opportunity will be directly proportional to the volume and quality of circle of your friends, I promise you. Okay, those are 22 places that you can go to meet people. Each time you meet someone, put them into your contact manager and then start contacting them on a regular basis. When you contact them, do it just as a friend, and you'll be amazed at all the opportunities you'll get to talk about send out cards. Trust me, you don't need to force any conversation about SOC. It's going to happen naturally. All you need to do is get out of your comfort zone and go meet a few people. Now, just imagine if you were to meet one new person a day, five times a week, over a year's period. That's 260 new people that you're going to meet. Add 260 new people to the 200 or so people that you already know now, and now you're communicating with almost 500 people. Do you think some of them are going to want to know about send out cards? Of course they will. Imagine if you were to send, stay with me here for a moment, imagine if you were to send a card a month to each one of these 500 people in your network. Okay, it would cost you, I don't know, maybe about $600, maybe $700. If you signed up five people in 1 month, you've almost made all your money back if you're a distributor. And if you're a manager, a senior manager, you will definitely make your money back. Okay? Do you think the opportunity to talk about send out cards is going to naturally arise in your conversations with these people? Of course they will. Again, you do not have to force the conversation. When the opportunity arises, invite them to send a card on you. And guess what? I've just taught you the daily activities of the Daily 8 system. If you go to daily8.com, you'll find that these are what we call the daily activities. The daily activities are this. Number one, send cards and gifts. Number two, help others to send cards and gifts. And number three, share the opportunity. If you do that on a daily basis with the network that you're building, things will start to happen for you. And then after you share with them the opportunity, you need to follow up with them. Because, of course, not all of them are going to sign up immediately. And if you end up signing them up, then just train them to do the same thing that I just taught you and that you did. Now, guess what? Now I've just taught you the Send Out Cards Action Plan. The Send Out Cards Action Plan consists of 5 steps. And if you haven't got the Action Plan CD yet, you need to get the Action Plan CD. You can send it to yourself right out of the gifting section, and it's awesome. And one of the other things that you should do is get that Action Plan CD. Actually, I think it's it's called something like the Starting Guide. They changed the name of it just recently. But if you send that CD to people that are thinking about joining the business, and you just let them know that, hey, this is what we do to build the business, you'll be surprised on how many people will sign up just by listening to that CD. So the Send Out Cards Action Plan consists of 5 steps. Number one, be a product of the product. Number two, invite people to take a look at the system and to send a card on the system. Number three, present the opportunity. Number four, follow up with them. And number five, train them. It's pretty simple, huh? That's the business. This is a simple business, guys. There's nothing complicated about this business. I got to where I am today by just making new friends, staying in touch with them, and introducing them to Send Out Cards. And you can do the same thing. If you want to go faster, just meet 2 people a day instead of 1, or 3 people a day instead of 1. People that want to do this business will start to show up in front of you, and those are the people that you start working with. Now, I'm telling you guys, I started off this call tonight by telling you I signed up 120 people in 1 weekend, and it was because I spent 5 solid years of building my contact manager on a day-to-day basis. But the key was is I constantly stayed in contact with them over a very long period of time. And then they grew to trust me. They knew me and they trust me and they remembered me because every week I'm talking to them in some way, shape, or form. I suggest that you do it at least on a monthly or bi-monthly basis. And then you'll be surprised. Opportunities to show them Send Out Cards will just start appearing out of thin air. And you, too, will be able to sign up 120 people. Trust me, over a 5-year period, you'll sign up way more than 120 people into Send Out Cards just by following the instructions that I just shared with you. So I want to thank you. On behalf of Jordan Adler, I want to thank you for being on this call tonight. I wish you the best of success in your Send Out Cards business. I hope that you go take action, make a list, start communicating with that list, start rekindling those relationships that I talked about, and then start adding to your contact manager, expanding your network, and enjoying life. So good night, you guys. All the best.